This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
We are again pleased to have with us for our scripture and sermon, Reverend Karen Gersh.
I love to read. It's one of my most favorite things to do now that I'm retired is to read books. And I like to get involved with characters in books. Some authors will take one character and continue through, and I reread those books because I find new things all the time in what I'm reading. Authors and scriptwriters use a storyline to plot their work. Consider this storyline. There's someone who feels disconnected from the rest of the world, maybe made fun of, looked down on, doesn't feel appreciated. Someone unhappy who takes this unhappiness out on those around him or her. The person is grouchy, angry, disagreeable. And then something happens, a life-changing experience in some way. And in the ending, there is a transformed person who loves everyone, and everyone loves this person, and it's a happily ever after ending. You know that story. Dr. Seuss took the story and wrote the book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. If you haven't read it recently, you should. And then you should watch Jim Carrey, how he makes the Grinch come alive in the movie. They did a second one, a sequel. I'm going to talk about sequels later on. And it's almost as good as the first. Charles Dickens took this storyline and wrote the story about the Christmas Carol with Scrooge meeting the three spirits of Christmas. But before all of that, it was a true story, and Jesus encounters someone. From the Gospel of Luke, reading in chapter 19, Jesus entered Jericho, was passing through it. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, who was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place where Zacchaeus was peering down from the sycamore tree, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your place today." So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome him. But those around him who saw how Jesus was going to be a guest of one who is a sinner began to grumble. And Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." And then Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we have listened to your word, and we acknowledge that it is living word that has meaning for our lives today. So open our ears and hearts that we might hear and understand what you would say to us on this day. Bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, that they might be acceptable in your sight. For it is in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus, that we come to you. Amen. It's certainly a human condition, isn't it? There's something wrong in our lives at one time or another. Let's look at our three examples. The Grinch. The Grinch was a grumpy, growly, grimy, unhappy person in his mountain cave. And Scrooge was lonely, miserly, proud, and arrogant, and unhappy in his big, cold house. Zacchaeus, he was shunned by his neighbors. It isn't only because he was short. Isn't it delightful that the scriptures tell us he was short? Short in stature. That little song, maybe you learned it as a child. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. If I try to sing it with children now, they don't understand the meaning of wee little man. So a wee little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. It wasn't just because he was short that he stayed out of the way. His neighbors did not like him. Actually, his neighbors probably hated him. You see, he was a tax collector. He was a Jew. He was their neighbor. He had lived among them, but the Roman soldiers had come along and hired him to collect taxes from the rest of the community. He was told he had to collect a certain amount. Anything over that he collected, he could keep. And did you notice what the scripture said? Zacchaeus lived there and he was rich. So he was collecting extra money from his neighbors. They did not like him. He made his wealth off of the suffering and hardship of his neighbors. A human condition, something wrong in our lives. But, you know, this could be me at certain times. How about you? Probably any of us at various times, when those days when we have a grumpy, growly day. I have those. When there's an emptiness within us, when our hearts are hardened by resentment or anger. How about those days when we have problems with children or classmates or family or neighbors or coworkers? How about the days when we listen to the news and come away so upset and angry? Those times when we feel we're not appreciated or wanted, or we're just plain tired. You had some of those grumpy, growly days. There's a longing within us, a hunger for something that we may not be able to name or even recognize. It's a human condition. There was a hunger within Zacchaeus, and he wanted something different for his lives. And he has an epiphany because he encounters Jesus. Now, there are many ways to experience a life-changing event. Maybe it's an accident. Maybe it's a heart attack. Maybe it's a cancer scare. Perhaps someone you love dies. Maybe it's an encounter with a person or a book or a movie or a play. Maybe it's just a simple sentence that you read or hear or someone says to you, and it changes your life. Maybe it's even an encounter with this book, the Bible, the scriptures, that helps you to see life differently. The three characters we've looked at are all pretty bad characters. They all lie, cheat, steal. They are petty, miserly, and greedy. Zacchaeus betrayed his own people and cheated them. And each one of them had a life-changing experience when they met some kind of representative of God's love. For the Grinch, it was experiencing the spirit of Christmas. Remember that line? For me, the most meaningful line in the whole story, when he's stolen every outward sign of Christmas from the village down below. But yet on Christmas morning, they all gather to worship, to sing their praises. And then he says, maybe Christmas isn't found in a box or in lights or in presents, or maybe it means something more. Christmas came anyway. I still remember when it finally dawned on me that regardless of what I got done, whether the presents were finished or the sermons were done or the bulletins were finished or whatever it was, Christmas came anyway. The day comes. And it means more than all the things that we do. How about the Scrooge? The movie, there have been lots of movies of the Christmas Carol. The one I like the best has Patrick Stewart. And the Scrooge saw the reality of his life choices and the possibility of making something different. It's never too late to choose something different. And Zacchaeus? Well, if the Grinch's heart grew three sizes, remember the story, and if Scrooge's heart grew several sizes, Zacchaeus too. When he encountered Jesus, who said to him, "Come down, I'm coming to your house today," his life was changed forever. His heart too grew several sizes. Have you ever experienced an epiphany of this sort? Something that changed your life? My question then is, what happened after that? Happily ever after happens only in fairy tales, and maybe not even then. The Grinch. Next summer, when he's tired of the sugary sweetness of Cindy Lou Who, and if you don't remember the story and remember her, you really need to read it again. How does he feel that next summer? Do you think perhaps he longs to go back to his cave for just a little while where he can be as grumpy and as grouchy as he wants to be? And Ebenezer Scrooge, how deep did those changes go? How long does it last? Those questions show us why there's so many sequels to books and to movies. As for Zacchaeus, next week, now he has said he's going to repay. If he cheated anybody, that's a wonderful little word, if. Of course he had cheated people. He was rich. But he says if he has cheated anybody, he's going to repay them four times, going to really give interest on what he has stolen from them. But next week, when the Roman emissary comes a-calling, demanding a certain amount of money, what is he going to do? Change can be exciting and wonderful. A mountaintop epiphany can be the light of one's life. But what happens next? It takes work and intention to make it continue day by day. We've each tried to make a change, to stop eating chocolate, or to stop smoking, or being a couch potato, or growling at our children or spouses in the evening. And you know how far we get with that. I want you to notice one more thing in this scripture. What we have recorded is probably only a small part of what Jesus said, but what he says to Zacchaeus is, you must come down because I'm coming to your house today. There's no sermon. How many times have you talked to somebody who had a teenage, think about the teenagers in your life, and given a sermon as you told them how difficult they'd been? There's no punishment. There's not even any disapproval. Jesus just says, I am coming to you, and that salvation has come to your house. And then Jesus reminds everyone that the Son of Man came to save the lost. Jesus simply loved Zacchaeus, as Jesus loves each one of us. That's a constant for our lives. Jesus loves us as we are today, sinners all, regardless of what we have done or not done, regardless of the confessions that we made earlier. Jesus loves us as we are right now. Now, when you encounter Jesus, that begins a change. And if you're going to continue that change, you need to encounter Jesus on a regular basis. That's the way to make the various epiphanies that we have a permanent change. Remember the end of the Grinch story? His heart grew three sizes that day. And certainly Scrooge had a change in attitude, and his heart grew. I think Zacchaeus did too. The size that counts is the size of our hearts. To see ourselves as we really are and to recognize what we could be. So what kind of encounter do you need to grow your heart two sizes? What tree do you need to climb in order to see Jesus? What is hampering you from the joy of Christ's love in your heart? Because this, like the story of little Amy, God loves us anyway. Jesus loves us and wants to be a part of our lives.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.